class, and we have covered the books of the Bible, given an overview of both the Old Testament and New Testament books. And in the Old Testament, we showed the crimson thread of Christ throughout the Old Testament. And before we move on away from the topic of the Bible, I wanted to do one more lesson just to encourage you kids to be studying your Bible and to keep looking for that crimson thread. And we're going to be looking at tonight the Gospel in Genesis, the Gospel in Genesis. And God gave a testimony of himself throughout the book, the books of the Bible. He gave a testimony of himself even in Genesis. And of course, we know you can find pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in Genesis very easily. There are pictures of Christ in Isaac, Abraham and Isaac, and Abraham's offering Isaac on the altar. And then pictures of Christ in Joseph and how the life of Joseph correlates very well to the life of Christ. Dr. Mike Holloway preached a series where he pointed out 120 similarities, I believe is what he ended up with, 120 some similarities between the life of Joseph and the life of Christ. And so you can find the crimson thread of Jesus throughout the Bible. And as you read your Bible, and I certainly hope you are doing that daily, as you read your Bible, that should be one of the things we look for, is what is the Bible teaching me about Jesus in this passage? And so as we begin, let's do a couple of sword drills. We don't have a lot of passages to look at tonight, so we're going to start with the sword drills. Romans 1:18. Romans 1:18. Go. Thank you. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, verse 19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They are without excuse. All men are without excuse. And this evening, I want to show, give an illustration of how the pre-diluvian civilization was also, the pre-flood civilization was also without excuse. God gave even them a record of himself. One more sword drill. Bible's up. Titus 2:11. Titus 2:11. Go. Thank you. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Hath appeared to all men. Salvation hath appeared to all men. God gave enough gospel to every generation of men for all men to be saved. Before Genesis was written by Moses, God had given mankind, and specifically tonight we're going to look at the men who lived during the early events of Genesis. God had given the men of Genesis a testimony of himself and of his salvation within their own history and their own language. If you would, go to Genesis chapter 4, please. Genesis chapter 4. Now, we know that the book of Genesis was not written when the events of Genesis were occurring. Okay? But we're going to see something that was there when the events was occurring. Genesis chapter 4 is about the line of Adam and the genealogy of Cain, specifically, in the last half of Genesis chapter 4. And within the line of Cain, and notice that this is the godless line, the line that had nothing to do with God, It, within even that line, God caused a testimony of himself to be given to man. We don't know for sure if any man during that time ever saw it or not, but it was there in their own language. So let's read Genesis chapter 4 and verse 16. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch. And he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech. And Lamech took unto him two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. And Adah bare Jabal, he was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal, he was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Adah and Zillah, Hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech, hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. Now remember, when a Old Testament name, well, any Bible name really, but especially the Old Testament names, like, for instance, Adam, when the name was spoken, they were literally saying a word. Girls, Karen and Susie, pay attention and look at me. They were literally saying a word. For instance, with Adam, you were saying man. Hey, Adam. Hey, man. Every time Eve called her husband by name, she was saying, Man, Adam, could you do this for me? Could you help me with this? Okay, so every time she said Adam's name, she was saying, Man. And the same is true with the other names that were given in the Bible, in the Old Testament specifically. They were a word or a phrase for something. If a person wanted to say, That man across the river, he would literally say, That Adam across the river. That Adam across the river. The names in the Bible were a phrase or meant something. They were a word for something. And before I leave this point, there are multiple meanings of the names. You'll find different scholars giving different definitions to the same names, okay? It's hard to pinpoint exactly 100% for sure what a name meant. You can find 5 or 6 different people saying, then the name, this name meant this, 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 and this, and very few of the definitions line up. So we do our best. Scholars do their best to tell us what the names mean, but they're not 100% for sure either. You'll find discrepancies. That having been said, we're going to assume that we're fairly close on what we know here tonight. So let's look at some meanings of the names. The Hebrew name Adam, as I've already said, it meant man. The name Cain meant gain. And there are multiple meanings, but I'm pointing out the main one here. Enoch, his name meant initiation, instruction, commencement, or teaching. Irad, his name means fleet as the wild ass or citizen. Mahujael meant smitten of El. And the name El was the name for God. So his name literally meant smitten of El, smitten of the Almighty. Or his name meant life of El, life of God, life of the Almighty. That's Mahujael. Methusael, his name meant man of El, man of God. Or man asked. Lamech, his name is rooted in the word lament or lamentation. And so his name suggests despairing. And I put these names in here just to show the meaning of their names. The wives of Lamech, Ada, her name means beauty. Zillah, her name means shade, tinkling, or sensual. Jabal, his name, now these are the sons of Lamech, by the way. Jabal, Jubal, and Tubal-Cain, the sons of Lamech. Jabal means a stream, a leader of cattle, of produce, or the walker or wanderer. Jubal, his name means a player on an instrument, His name could also mean music or musician, a player on an instrument. And Tubal-Cain means the scion, and a scion is a shoot prepared for grafting. Or his name means air. So Tubal-Cain is the scion, a shoot prepared for grafting into another plant. Or his name means air. And then the sister of Tubal-Cain, Naamah, her name means pleasant or lovely. So here we have a bunch of names with a bunch of meanings. And as people said these folks' names, they were saying man for Adam. They were saying gain for Cain. They were saying man of El for Methuselah. Hey, man of God, come over here. For Lamech, they were literally saying something about lamentation. Let us lament. Hey, Lamech, come over here. Okay? So go to the next slide, brother. Now I have simplified the meanings on the right side of this here. So again, the Hebrew name is Adam, means man. Cain means gain. Enoch, teaching. Irad, citizen. Mahujael, smitten of El, smitten of God or life of God. Methuselah, man of God. Lamech, despairing. Jabal, wanderer. Jubal, player. And Tubal-Cain, the scion, the shoot prepared for grafting or the heir of gain. Tubal means, could mean heir. And of course, Cain, the addition of the name Cain, is the addition of the word gain. So heir of gain is Tubal-Cain, or a scion, a shoot prepared for grafting. Okay? Now, if we look at this a little bit, if you were to read this on down the line, so if a person who was in this line, say Tubal-Cain or Jabal or Jubal here, if they were to recite their ancestry, go ahead to the next slide, brother. If they were to recite their ancestry, they would literally be saying, man's gain teaches citizens, life of God, smitten of God, man of God, despairing wanderers play the heir of gain, a scion, one grafted in. Or, if you easily could add some words in there, man's real gain teaches citizens the life of God is smitten of God in the man of God, so that despairing wanderers play or become the heir of gain, or they become a scion, one grafted in. This is the gospel message right within Cain's, the godless line. And it was right there for them to see. Very neat, very neat. But this is not the only one. This is not the only gospel message. God gave an even clearer one in the godly line. Go to Genesis chapter 5, please. Genesis chapter 5. And we're going to read the whole chapter. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. And by the way, it said, this verse says, this is the book of the generations of Adam or man. In the day that God created Adam, is the same. It's the same word in the Hebrew, if you looked it up. In the day that God created man, Adam, in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name man, Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years and he begat sons and daughters. In all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And if you cross-check these names with 1 Chronicles, Enos is also called Enosh, S-H. And Canaan is probably more properly pronounced Kenan, because it is K-E-N-A-N, K-E-N-A-N in 1 Chronicles. So instead of it being pronounced Canaan, it's probably more properly pronounced Kenan, Kenan. And all the days of And Enosh lived 90 years, verse 9, and begat Kenan. And Enosh lived after he begat Kenan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Kenan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Kenan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Kenan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 890 and 5 years, and he died. And Jared lived 160 and 2 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 960 and 2 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 60 and 5 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 360 and 5 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 180 and 7 years and begat Lamech. Notice there's crossing over with these names. There's an Enoch and a Lamech in both lines, the Cain line and the Seth line. A Lamech and an Enoch. And Methuselah begat Lamech, verse 26 now, and Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 780 and 2 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 960 and 9 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 180 and 2 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 590 and 5 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 770 and 7 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right? So let's go to the next slide and see what these names mean. Again, Adam's name means man. Seth means appointed. Enos, or Enosh, as 1 Chronicles chapter 1 says his name is Enosh. Enosh or Enos. His name means mortal, frail or miserable. Kenan, his name means sorrow or dirge. Mahalalel is two words put together, Mahalal and El, the name of God. So Mahalal means blessed or praise, and El, of course, means almighty. So Mahalalel's name means blessed God. Jared means shall come down. Enoch means initiation, instruction, commencement, or teaching again. Methuselah means his death shall bring. And of course we read that Methuselah was the oldest man, lived 969 years. If Methuselah is the oldest man in the Bible, how on earth did he die before his father? Ever thought about that? The oldest man in the Bible died before his father died. Anybody have an idea? Well, his father was Enoch. That should give you the answer right there. And Enoch was... What happened to Enoch? He was translated. He was raptured. He went to heaven. So he never died. Methuselah died before his father died because his father, Enoch, never did die. Anyway, just some trivia there. Lamech, again, his name means, again, to lament, lamentation. His name suggests despairing. And Noah means to bring relief or rest or comfort. Relief, rest, or comfort. So if we go to the next slide, as people would recite their ancestry from this line, for instance, if Shem were to recite, what's your father's names, Shem? Well, my fathers are man, appointed, mortal sorrow. The blessed God shall come down, teaching, his death shall bring despairing, rest and comfort. That's who I come from, Shem could say. And of course, you could easily say, add the words, man is appointed, mortal sorrow. But the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest and comfort. God gave the gospel to those people, even in their lineage. Very interesting, I thought. But the Bible is full of pictures of the gospel, just like this one. This is a name picture. These both are name pictures, okay? But there are action pictures, like Abraham offering Isaac. There are topical pictures where you can get a study done on a topic, grace. There are name pictures, and there are word pictures. All sorts of pictures in the Bible about the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So when you read the Bible, look for that crimson thread sewn into the pages of the book, all the way from Genesis, all the way through to Revelation. You can, even in the genealogies, you can get a blessing from the passage if you study hard enough. But the problem is, we far too often stop studying before we get the blessing. We think, well, that was a boring passage. I guess I got to go to work, or I got to go to school, or whatever it is I'm going to do for the day. I sure hope that did me some good. Well, it would have done a lot more if you kept searching for the blessing, the truth that is there to be learned, if we only dig deep enough. So I thought that was interesting when I saw that, and I didn't come up with what put me onto this was someone did the godly line, and I went ahead and did the ungodly line to compare, and sure enough, it was kind of similar. So that was kind of neat. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you. The gospel is there in Genesis. The gospel's in Genesis. All right, let's do some quiz questions. And I have if you want notes, I have the notes for that. Quiz questions. Let's see. How many of you are 10 and younger? 10 and younger. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Judah. Okay, there's 7, 10 or younger. So how many are 11 and older? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I guess we better stick with the 11 and under. How many 11-year-olds are there? Just one? 1, 2. Okay. That puts it the opposite way. 7 to 9. We'll put it that way anyway. The younger kids might need a little bit more help than the older kids. So 11 and younger is the young kids, and 12 and up is the older kids. All right, so we'll do the older kids first. Who was the father of the godly line, and who was the father of the ungodly line, older kids? Who was the father of the godly line, and who was the father of the ungodly line? And you can't say Adam for both of them. That doesn't count. Well, there's somebody who started the ungodly line after Adam. Cain and Seth. Cain and Seth. Very good. I didn't bring myself a pen up here. Cain and Seth. All right, young people. What does the name Adam mean? I'm sorry? Man, you got it. I said it often enough. Man, Adam's name means man. It comes from, so Adam is Adam, is how it's pronounced in Hebrew, I believe. At least that's as close as I can do it from the way they put their squiggly marks. Adam is Adam. And that word comes from Adam, which means ruddy or to make red. So Adam is ruddy. Adam is the name Adam. And Adam is also mankind or man. So there's Adam and Adam. Two different, and then Adam is twice for Adam and man. So anyway, three different words, almost identical. But you got it. Adam's name means man. So I'm going to circle these so I don't forget that they were gotten. Older kids, which genealogy, Cain's or Seth's, was longer and had more generations? Which Which genealogy, Cain's or Seth's, was longer and had more generations? Awfully quiet. Cain's. No, I'm sorry. Seth was longer, actually. Seth was longer. If you counted the names, there's 10 in each one. But three of Cain's were brothers. Three of Cain's were brothers. So they were the same generation. So Seth had more names, 10 names, from in counting Adam down to Noah. And Cain's would have been 8 generations from Adam to Jabal, and Tubal-Cain. Which means that Cain's line went until approximately about 1000 BC, around the time Cain died and Tubal-Cain was born. And Tubal-Cain was named after Cain. In remembrance of Cain. Either that, Tubal-Cain was born right around the time Cain died, which was approximately 950 years, 1,000 years after the creation. Or Cain's line lived longer. And the genealogy we were given in the Bible was the total genealogy of Cain's line up to the flood. And that's very possible. Which means, if that's true, Cain's line had a longer lifespan than Seth's line did, on average. Also, just more information, there's a lot of guessing as to why Tubal-Cain's sister, Naamah, is named. Did you catch the fact that Tubal-Cain's sister, Naamah, her name is just thrown out there? And Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Okay. Nobody else's sister was ever named. And her husband was never named. So why is Naamah named? People wonder why. There does not seem to be an obvious reason given in the Bible, but there is an unprovable hypothesis that the idea is that that genealogy goes all the way to the flood. That's all of Cain's line from the eldest son all the way to the flood. And the hypothesis is that Naamah is named because she might have been the wife of Noah. Complete guess, complete hypothesis, but it is interesting. That would give one possibility as to why Naamah is named at all. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out. But you guys did not guess the right one. It is Seth's line is the longer one. Uh-oh. All right, young people, you have a chance to get ahead. Young people, excluding Adam, give at least one name that is in both lines. What name is in both lines? Cain's line and Seth's line. And not counting Adam, there are still two. Name one. Sharon. Enoch, you got it. That's one of them. Do you know another one? There was a Lamech as well. A good Lamech and a bad Lamech. All right, older kids. Which line was recorded to be more scientifically inventive? Which line was recorded to be more scientifically inventive? We did read it. These aren't that hard of questions, are they? No. You didn't read those words, but there were words in there referring to science. And about they were inventing things. Which line was recorded to be more inventive? he was the father of all such as did this, and he was the father of all such that did that, and he was the father of all such that did that. Cain's line. Very good. Cain's line. Which maybe may tell us that life, it may have been that because life on earth was all they had as lost people, life on earth was all they had, they were trying to make life better for themselves. While Seth's line was definitely more heavenly minded. That could be one reason why Cain's line was more scientifically inventive. Life on earth is all they had to look forward to. All right, young people, who was born and named in memory of Cain? Who was born and named in memory of Cain? Out of all those people. Anybody? You got a big grin on your face. You must know. No? I talked a little bit about it. About him. I'll give you a hint. Who had Cain's name in his name? Therefore, he was named after Cain. Who had Cain's name in his name? Tubal-Cain. Very good. Am I helping him too much? Older kids. Who is the... Now, this one's easy. Who is the first man to take multiple wives? Easy peasy. Lamech, you are right. What line was he in? Cain's, very good. Lamech was the first man recorded to take multiple wives. Young people, did Cain believe that God existed? You are wrong. You are wrong. Cain did believe that God existed. We didn't read it, so this was kind of a trick question. But if you remember the story of Cain, God had talked with Cain personally. The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Cain definitely believed God existed. Turn to Genesis chapter 4 for 1 second. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 26. So the first two generations, Adam and Cain and Abel, and all of Adam's children, that was the second generation, Seth, Abel, Cain, and all their brothers and sisters, were all taught by Adam about God. Several of them, you know, Cain at least, had talked to God. Adam and Eve had talked to God, of course. But in Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, the Bible says, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Now that's interesting, because didn't Abel call on the name of the Lord? Didn't Adam call on the name of the Lord? Yes, they did. So why is that put in there? People, the scholars believe it's put in there to show us that it was in that third generation that idolatry sprung up. And the third generation of Cain's line began to worship idols and not the true God. And so the godly line began to call upon God so that God would stop the idolatry. That's, again, a hypothesis, but it does make sense. But Cain did believe that God existed. He had talked with him. Older kids, which man's name is rooted in the word for lament or lamentation? Easy peasy again. Lamech. Too easy. Younger kids, which man never died but was translated? Enoch. Of which line? Huh? No. Enoch of Seth's line, but we'll give it to you. the line wasn't important. Older kids, whose three sons are recorded to be the fathers or inventors of tents and cattle keeping or husbandry, father of musical instruments, and father of blacksmithing? Whose three sons are they? Should have been easy too. Lamech. Again, Lamech. Of what line? Cain's line. All right. All right, extra point for the older kids. Extra point. Can you name his son's names? Very good. All right. Jabel, Jubal, and Tubal Cain. Young people. Who is the oldest man recorded in the Bible? Who was the oldest man recorded in the Bible? Karen, sit still. Young people, who is the oldest man recorded in the Bible? We're all tied up because they got an extra point. 5-5. Who's the oldest man recorded in the Bible? Come on. Okay, somebody guess. You might be right.
Adam.
Nope, not Adam. Methuselah. Methuselah. But you have an extra point opportunity. But if you didn't get his name, it's doubtful you'll get this. How old was he when he died? How long did he live? You younger kids aren't listening very good. Somebody take a guess. Bethany, what's your guess? It's close. She doesn't want to give you a guess. 999. Close. 969. 969. All right, so we're all still tied up. 5-5. Older kids. How did the oldest man who ever lived die before his father? His father didn't die. Very good. He was what? Translated or raptured, if you will. Younger kids. Who in the Bible, Susie, pay attention, who in the Bible is recorded to be the very first boat builder? Noah, you got it. Extra point. How long did it take to build the ark? We didn't cover this, that's why it's an extra point. Hmm? 7 years? No, quite a bit longer than that. The Bible actually never doesn't completely, definitely say, but God said, I will, the years of man's, how does it put it? I'll give man 120 years until the flood, and then he commands Noah to build an ark. So from that, we assume that it took 120 years to build the boat. 120 years. All right, older kids, counting Adam, who was the seventh from Adam and is recorded in the New Testament to have been the first prophet? of Seth's line, by the way. Seth's line. Seventh from Adam, counting Adam, in Seth's line, recorded in the New Testament to be the first prophet. Older kids. Enoch. Very good. Enoch. All right, extra point. You guys get way ahead now. In what New Testament book is that recorded? Leah, you're allowed to play too. Close. Jude. So you didn't get the extra point. So that means we are 6-5, 6-6, 7-6. Older kids are ahead. Younger kids. The New Testament called this man a preacher of righteousness, and his name means rest or comfort. Rest or comfort. Who is he?
Noah.
Very good. Thought for a second I made that one too hard. Noah, all tied up, 7-7. Two more questions for each group. Older kids, whose death was a marker for when judgment was to come? We actually didn't really talk about this, but you should know this. Very good, Methuselah. Whose death was a marker for when judgment was to come? Methuselah's. Younger kids, what son was given to Adam and Eve as a replacement for Abel, whom Cain slew? Very good, Seth. Still tied up. Last question, older kids. There are a lot of men named, but which four women are mentioned by name in the fourth chapter of Genesis? Which four women? Can you name the four women, please? What are they?
Zillah, Ada, and Naamah.
And Adam knew. You got it. Eve. Eve, Ada, Zillah, and Naamah. Good job. That was the easy one. Which of those... Younger kids, this is your last question. Which of those four women is never mentioned to have had a husband? Which of those four women, Eve, Ada, Zillah, or Naamah, is never mentioned to have had a husband? This is your chance. To tie it. Maybe you should go through them in your head and check them off. Eve, did she have a husband? Who was her husband? Adam. Ada, did she have a husband? Zillah, did she have a husband? Naamah, did she have a husband? Okay, oh. That didn't work too good. Naamah, you are right. Good guess. Naamah did not have a husband that we are told about anyway. So, you all tied up after all that. With all the extra points, you ended up being tied. Let's see, that's 6, 7, 8, 9 to 9. Good job, everybody. All right. Do we have some prayer requests this evening? Thank you for joining us online.